We left off discussing the various roles that Borei Pirei Gafen has when it comes to different types of mitzvahs and brachas. When it comes to Birchas Eirusin, we pointed out the Chiddush and the Rush, and that is that it's a minhag of the Gaonim to be koveya Birchas Eirusin al hakos, but certainly there is a difference between that bracha Borei Pirei Gafen as opposed to that of Birchas Nisuin. Rabbi Natan pointed out, as I mentioned yesterday, that in our sugya, we don't have in our Gemara the bracha Borei Pirei Gafen either for Birchas Eirusin or for Birchas Nisuin. Other gyosos that the Rishonim had was know that there is a bracha Borei Pirei Gafen midini de Gemara on Birchas Nisuin, hence Sheva brachos, but certainly not when it comes to Birchas Eirusin. We discussed the Chiddush, the Ha'ara of the Pnei Yoshua and the Kudus Afron, whether in fact the concept of Yatzamotzi would work when it comes to the bracha of Borei Pirei Gafen, both for Birchas Eirusin and for Birchas Nisuin. So this led to a more general discussion as to whether the bracha Borei Pirei Gafen is considered to be simply a secondary Birchas Hananim, or is it considered to be, at least in certain cases, an inherent part of the Chovas bracha. I mentioned the Rashi and Erev in that Memud Beis, but doesn't discuss the mitzvah of Kiddush, but there the Gemara is referring to the chiyuv of reciting a Shechiyanu on Yantiv, and the Gemara writes that ideally that certainly should be recited al hakos. The Gemara mentions the obvious difficulty that cannot be done on Kol Nidre night. After all, Te'ima is forbidden, and Hamavarech Tzarech Sheitam. So Rashi commenting on the phrase in the Gemara that Hamavarech Tzarech Sheitam, Rashi writes, why is that true? Because, after all, it's a gnai hu lakos that one should not be towing from the kosher bracha. If all Rashi means is that specifically hamavarech tzarech shiitam, the fact that team is necessary, that's clear. Someone has to drink. But the need for the mavarech to do so is only because of gnai hu lakos, then perhaps, right, Rashi is telling you, right, a relatively minor chiddush. If, however, what Rashi means to say is the following great chiddush, that te'ima entirely is only because of a gnai hu lakos. That would mean that if a person recites a bracha Borei Pirei Gafen and recites Shechiyanu, even without any te'ima whatsoever, it is not considered to be a bracha. Sheino tzricha is not befitting the kosher bracha, because after all, in a certain sense, it's degrading to declare it as a kosher bracha and simply put it down. But in principle, would not be called a bracha levatala. Why is that true? Because the role that the yayin would play is to be koveya the bracha al hayayin, irrespective of any need for te'ima. And we pointed out even on a level of daraisa. One day in Tosus, the Tosus in Shuas, Nafchaf Medveiz, is certainly there is a mitzvah kiddush min hatara. Tosus writes that kiddush al hayayin, that drasha of the Gemara, zochrel hayayin is a din daraisa, but any need for te'ima is only a din darabana. So you see, according to Tosus, clearly that you can have a halacha, a chiyuv daraisa of kiddush al hayayin, independent of any need to be toim. And therefore, perhaps the bracha Borei Pirei Gafen is not just simply a secondary birchas hananin, but rather that's considered to an extent to be part of the mitzvah of kiddush. This was the chiddush that the Nitziv pointed out in the Haggadah regarding motzi matzah, that one apparently must assume, according to the view of Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, because Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, quoted in the Tosas of Sachim, Nafkuf Kesvav, maintains that there's a problem of enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos, reciting a birchas hananin and a birchas hamitzvah on the single chefzish mitzvah. And therefore, right, in a nutshell, Rabbi Yosef Tovelim insisted that you have to have karpas in order to split the brachos, because the chatchila one should not recite the bracha Borei Pirei Adama and al achilas maror on the very chefz of maror itself. So the kasha that Tosfos is bothered by in brachos naflamites is, what about kiddush, for example? Or what about all mitzvos which are hayayin? That certainly is an example of a birchas hananin and a second bracha on the same coast. So that's the Nitziv points out, but apparently not. Maybe one cannot equate the birchas hayayin to the bracha Borei Pirei Adama. The Borei Pirei Adama karpas certainly is simply a birchas hananin. Hashem came when there is either a chiyuv medina, kiddush and havdalah, or a minhag to be misader, a particular mitzvah ala kos, perhaps the bracha Borei Pirei Gafen is needed in order to create that kfiyus, that sidra ala kos. And therefore, it is not considered to be a secondary birchas hananin, and therefore one cannot split the bracha Borei Pirei Gafen from, for example, the nusach of kiddush, or from the nusach of havdalah. Rav Soloveitchik once commented, b'shem Rav Chaim, that perhaps one can distinguish between kiddush as opposed to shar hadvarim hatzeunin yayin. When it comes to kiddush, for example, then perhaps again there's a mitzvah of kiddush al hayayin. Machlokas rishonim, daraisa drabanan. And there the yayin is an inherent part of the mitzvah kiddush, to the extent that the bracha, barei pri hagafen, is considered to be an intrinsic part of the kiddush. It has characteristics and properties of berachas ha-mitzvah, not just simply a berachas ha-nenin. Ma she'en ken, when it comes to other examples, that would not be true. For example, to be kovesh shechiyanu al hakos, one could argue that that barei pri hagafen, that simply is a berachas ha-nenin. Or as the Pnei Yeshua suggests, berachas eris min al hakos, there which is just minhag, so in such a case, that bracha is the berachas ha-nenin. But the bracha barei pri hagafen al hakiddush, that is considered to be an inherent part of the mitzvah of kiddush itself. So the Rabbit mentioned that the Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, in Sivkat Nyud, quotes the Tshuvas Rashi, when it comes to Havdalah, even if a person does not have in mind to be yotzei the bracha barei pri hagafen, let's assume you didn't hear the bracha barei pri hagafen. You walked in a few seconds late to Havdalah, you heard the body of the Havdalah, Hamavdil, but you didn't hear the barei pri hagafen. So here, the Magen Avraham writes that you are yotzei. The Prima Gadim explains, because after all, the Birchas Hamavdil is the Iker Havdalah. The fact that you recite the bracha barei pri hagafen simply is because one needs to be toim in hayayin, and obviously you have to recite a Birchas Hanenin. And therefore, the Prima Gadim explains, according to the Shuvas Rashi and Magen Avraham and so on, that one would be yotzei when it comes to Havdalah, even if one did not hear the bracha of barei pri hagafen. Rav Chaim explained that perhaps one could argue that's true when it comes to cases of Havdalah, or certainly when it comes to Shar Dvarim al Hakos. When it comes, however, to the halacha of Kiddush, in such an instance there, Mikar Hadin, Kiddush certainly must be Al Hayayin, and the Berachas Hayayin is considered to be an inherent part of the Kiddush itself, to the point that if one would not hear the bracha Barei Pri Hagafen, he would not be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's not just simply Berachas Hanenin because, right, the minhag is to be toim, and therefore it's necessary to recite such a bracha. So the Rabbi commented that you see that there are several differences, for example, between Kiddush and Kiddush al Hayayin, as opposed to Shar Mitzvos Hatunim Kaos. One difference, for example, is the following, that when it comes to the case of Barei Pri Hagafen, right, that was the Kiddush of Chaim, that there, that is crucial to the Yotzei that bracha for Kiddush, Mashenki when it comes to other areas. What about the concept of pas? The fact that we have Kiddush al hapas, that is something that is uniquely true when it comes to Kiddush. We would not assume, for example, when it comes to Havdalah, that if a person does not have Yayin, you would make Havdalah al hapas, or if a person does not have a kosher Birchas Erisin, you would recite Birchas Erisin al hapas. That concept of Mekadesh Shavifta pas is uniquely true when it comes to Kiddush. Or, for example, the following. We know that at times, if a person does not have yayin, one is allowed to use chamar medina. When exactly is chamar medina permitted? If you look in the Magid Mishnah, it's found in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Chavtes, Halacha Yezayin. The Magid Mishnah quotes the view of the Ritz Geus, and the Magid Mishnah tells you that this is the Chiddush of the Rambam as well. It's 2 days in Hilchos Kiddush and Reishayin Beis, that perhaps chamar medina is only good when it comes to other things like Havdalah and the like, but not when it comes to Kiddush. Making Kiddush on Chamar Medina is not an option. Or, for example, if you look in Siman Reishayin Aleph, the view of the Gaonim, HaMavarech Tzarech She'itom, it's insufficient if any person will be Toim, specifically the Mavarech must in fact be Toim. The Sheet of the Gaonim. So Taz explains in Sivkat Niyaches that this is true when it comes to Kiddush, that Te'im of the Mekadesh is necessary. When it comes, however, to other mitzvahs, then even the Gaonim would be modeh that the tima does not have to be ayadei hamakadesh, but it can be done ayadei acherim. If many people are fulfilling the mitzvah of Havdalah, so therefore someone else can drink the Havdalah, not necessarily the one who is being mavdil. So what exactly is the difference, right, between these halakos? Why is it that you have Kiddush on the one hand as opposed to Shar Hadvarim Hatunim Kos? The Rav pointed out the following Kiddush, that when it comes to cases like Shechiyanu, or Birchas Erisin, or Birchas Chasanim, so good Chazal or Koveh that the bracha has to be Alakos. Good? Alakos means that a kosher yayin, lechatchila, but makom she'en yayin matzui, even Chamar Medina is considered to be sufficient as well? Pas? Certainly not. Havdalah pas, Shechiyanu pas. Right, but the takana was that these brachos should simply be alakos. When it comes to Kiddush, here the Rav suggested, right, a very different issue. This is something we've discussed in the past. that what is the role of Yayin when it comes to Kiddush? Just like we discussed, for example, when it comes to halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda, what exactly does that mean? That it's necessary that a person has to declare to be koveya, this as a suda Shabbos, or this as a suda Yantiv. What in turn makes this into a suda Shabbos or a suda Yantiv? The fact that it is preceded by Kiddush, that is koveya, that labels the suda as suda Shabbos, as suda Yantiv. The Rav suggested that's the role of Ritzei in Berachas HaMazon as well. When you conclude the Suda and you say Ritzei, why is that necessary? Because that is what is Koveya, the Suda, as a Suda Shabbos or Suda Siyante. The reason, for example, on Shabbos, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat the Berachas HaMazon. The Rav suggested it's not necessarily because you weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah Berachas HaMazon, but rather because you failed to be Koveya the Suda as a Suda Shabbos or as a Suda Siyante. That's why, for example, the Mechaber writes in Kuf Pei Ches, if you have a Zimun, and everyone forgot to say Ritzei, so everyone has to repeat the Berachas HaMazon, but you don't repeat the Zimun. Because in principle, Berachas HaMazon, yes, you are Yotzei, you failed to be Kovei the Suda, as a Suda Shabbos, as Suda Yantiv. And therefore, for example, like in Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, you never have to be Chozer, if you forget Yalav Yavo, because there's no Chiyuv Suda. So therefore, you failed to be Kovei this, as a Suda Rosh Chodesh, or as a Suda Yantiv. There's no such chiyuv, and therefore no chinami. You don't repeat the Berachas HaMazon. So Rav suggested the following Kiddush, that the reason that Kiddush is al hayayin is because the role of yayin is to be koveya, the Suda, as a Suda Shabbos, or as Yisuda Siyantiv. So therefore the Rav explained the following Kiddush. You understand then why uniquely when it comes to Kiddush, there's a concept of being the Kaddish Arifta, that one, instead of yayin, can use pas. Because the purpose of the Kiddush, al hayayin or al pas, is to koveya the suda as, so kfiya suda can be established, either al yidei yayin, or it can be established al hapas. Suda is nikfal hapas. That's uniquely true when it comes to Kiddush, but not when it comes to havdalah, shechiyano, berachas erusin, or berachas nisuin. When it comes to chamar medina, so good chamar medina has a halach of koshel bracha, but Kiddush means more than koshel bracha. Kiddush requires that you have to have a kfiyus, L'shem Suda Shabbos, L'shem Suda Siyantiv. That will not be accomplished by, right, it's a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Good, Enoch Inami will be considered to be a Kfiyas al HaKos, a Bracha al HaKos. So that's sufficient when it comes to Abdullah Shechiyano, Berchas Erisin, Berchas Nisuin, but not when it comes to Kiddush. And that's the Kiddush then of the Gaonim. If all that's necessary is Bracha al HaKos, so team of anyone is sufficient. When it comes to Kiddush, that you have to declare that this is a Suda, which is L'shem Shabbos, so that's the Kiddush of the Gaonim. There, we insist, that Hamavarev Sarach Sheyitom, that the Yayin is considered to be an inherent part of being Koveya, the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, or as a Suda Yantiv, not just simply in order to establish this as a Bracha, which is Al HaKos. If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chof Tes Amud Beis, there the Gemara discusses the Halacha of Yatsa Motzi. And there the Gemara writes the following Kiddush, that Yatsa Motzi applies not only to, right, the second bracha of Kiddush, because obviously that's the Berachas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush. But Yatsa Motzi even applies to the Berachas HaYayin. If I already made Kiddush, I can make Kiddush for you and for someone else a second, a third, a fourth time. How is that possible? Because we treat that as the Berachas HaMitzvah. So the Gemara writes the following Kiddush, that that's not only true as far as the Kiddush HaSayom, Asher Kiddushano, Asher B'Farbano, that's even true as far as the Berachas HaYayin is concerned. Offhand, when you see that Gemara, that there's a concept of Yatsa Motzi. So that clearly indicates that Chazal viewed the bracha Bar Per Gafen and Kiddush differently. There's a Yatsa Motzi. The Ha'ara, for example, of Pner Shua, that you can't say Yatsa Motzi when it comes to Berachas Erisin, because you can't equate the role of Yayin for Berachas Erisin with the role of Yayin when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush. The only Ha'ara is the following, that the Gemara mentions a further exception, that the concept of Yatsa Motzi does not only work when it comes to the Birchas HaYayin of Kiddush, but that very daf, in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tes Amud Beis, has a further exception as well, and that is that Yatsa Motzi works when it comes to the Birchas HaLechem on the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. When it comes to HaMotzi, the mitzvah of Oneg of Suda Shabbos, there's no halach of Yatsa Motzi. There, if all of us are eating, so Shamek HaOneg, I can make a motzi, and I will be motzi you in that chiyuv, but Torah Shomei Ka'oneh. But if I'm not going to eat, I can't recite the bracha of a motzi exclusively for you. But the Gemara writes the following chiddush. That's true when it comes to Suda Shabbos or Suda Siyantiv generally. When it comes to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, so in such a case, we apply the concept of Yatzah Motzi even to the Birchas HaLechem. So perhaps one will be forced to assume, based on Sugin HaShanav Chavtes, that any time there is a mitzvah, even with, right, a secondary Birchas HaNenin, even then, we assume that Yatzah Motzi in fact would work. There it's more difficult to assume that the Brach of HaMotzi is an inherent part of the mitzvah matzah. It's considered to be part of the sipur dvarim of the Haggadah. Birkas hayayin of Kiddush, one could argue that's an inherent part of the nusach of Kiddush. Kiddush is a bracha layayin. So the bracha, barak peregafen, is part of that nusach habracha. But again, the Gemara mentions this is also true when it comes to the birkas lechem of matzah. So even though that's true, still the Yeshua maintains you can't necessarily equate that to Birchas Erisin. In Birchas Erisin there's no chiyuv shti at all. Mashenkin and Matzah, where it's a mitzvah sachila, so then the Birchas Hanen is considered to be part of that chiyuv to the extent that the concept of Yatzah Motzi in fact. The Gemara continues and quotes the following machlokas, that simply that my mevarech, is there a chasima on the Birchas Erisin, or is there not? So the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rav bin Baravada and Rav Baravada, Mishmed Rabbi Huda, that there is no chasima at all. No chasima to Birchas Erisin. Why is that true? The Girsa we have in the Gemara is midi dehavia Birchas Peros or Birchas Mitzvos. Because after all, Birchas Erisin is similar to a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's similar to Birchas HaPeros, in which case, right, there is a psicho, but there is no chasima. What does the Gemara mean to tell us that it's similar to Birchas HaPeros to Birchas HaMitzvot? It obviously does not mean Birchas Erisin is one of the Birchas HaPeros. The Gemara is just giving you an example of a bracha ktsara. A bracha ktsara has a psicha. It does not have a chasima. So therefore the Gemara says, Mi didahavi Birchas HaPeros, Birchas HaMitzvot. See, because if you look at the Netziv and the Shiltas, and Shilta Tezayin, here the Netziv comments that the girsa of the Shiltos in our Gemara was just midi dahavia birchas hamitzvos. It didn't have birchas haperos. That's a very different girsa. If you have the girsas we do in our Gemara, birchas haperos and birchas hamitzvos, obviously the Gemara is not interested in categorizing what type of bracha birchas erisin is. The Gemara is just giving you an example, right, of a bracha ksara. See, even though somewhat lengthy, but it has a single theme, and in such a case, bracha ksara, psicho dara chasima. If you have the girsa of the Shiltos, for example, that our Gemara just says, mi didavi birchas hamitzvos, that allows one to suggest that the Gemara is doing much more. The Gemara is not just telling you that here you have a psicho dara chasima, just like a bracha ksara generally. The Gemara is telling you, no, dara pashe, that you know why Rav Yehuda maintained there's a psicho dara chasima? Because, right, this is a routine birchas hamitzvah, like the Rambam Shita. The Gemara didn't mean to say it's a mashal ba'alma, this is a bracha ktsara. That here there is only a psicha without a chasima because midi dahavi birchas hamitzvos. According to the Rambam, this is an example of a birchas hamitzvah. If you have our girsa, obviously the Gemara is just equating in a more loose sense. So there's no indicator at all as to the nature, right, of the bracha itself. And the Gemara continues and quotes Rav Acha, Brei d'Rava, Mishmei d'Rav Yehuda, that no, that there is a need for a chasima. Why is that true? We're chosem mekadesh amo Yisrael ayidei chuba v'kedushin. That's our girsa. Right? Midi dahavi akidushin. Similar to kiddush. What exactly does the Gemara mean comparable to kiddush? Then again, Rashi points out that simply when it comes to kiddush, that yesh b'hefsek agon ki huzet chun mekrei kodesh, that the brach of kiddush is a more elaborate one with several themes, that also is true when it comes to Birchas Erisin, and therefore because it has several themes to the bracha, so therefore Shina is a bracha ruk, and therefore requires a chasima as well. Rashi also adds, right, the following. Rashi writes in the Ramas Chumide, not just simply that it's a lengthy, more elaborate bracha. Rashi says that Kevin de Belashim Kiddushi Kiddush Hayom, The bracha on Erisin is formulated b'lashon kiddusha, comparable to the bracha of kiddush, and therefore chasimin nekiyasim. Therefore, just as on kiddush there's a chasima, so too when it comes to birchas Erisin there's a chasima. Rashi doesn't simply say because it has a more elaborate text. Rashi writes that it's b'lashon kiddusha kiddush hayom. Somehow the feeling that according to Rashi there's a special concept chalos or chiyu bracha on inyanei kedusha. This is a bracha on kedushas Yisrael comparable to kedushas hayom, and that requires the chasima. That very piece in the Nesiv and the Shultas and Tezayin points out the following chiddush, that even though berchas hamitzvah, relatively speaking, was a somewhat late takana, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Masakin these brachas, but you have references much earlier to certain brachos. And the Netziv points out that the examples of them, well, Berchas Erisin is a clear example, and perhaps Berchas Chasanim as well, are Tosus, quotes the Maseches Kala, Vayivarchu Es Rivka, already in Breishas Chavdalah, a reference to a bracha, right, on Ishus. And the Netziv points out, if you look in Shmuel Aleph, right, in Perates, Pasuk Yigimel, the Pasuk mentions a bracha on Kodshim. Ki hu yivarech hazebach v'achar kein yochal hakruim. That before a person partakes of Achilas Kodshim, you're obligated to recite the bracha. Ki yivarech hazebach. This is what Rashi quotes in Brachos Natnam Chesem Adeis. Rashi writes the following. That ta'un levarech lifnei achila shel zebach. Before a person eats the sar hakarban, you're obligated to make a bracha v'tzivanu lechal es hazebach. It's a concept of a bracha on achilas kodshim. Now, in the source, right? It's that pasuk in Shmuel, ki hu yivarech hazebach. Or in the Mishnah in Perakei of Maaser Sheni. Part of the nusach of vidui maaser. Lo'avarti mitzvasecha, v'lo shachachti. Lo'avarti mitzvasecha, we understand, there's a whole series in chiyu. Right, the Seder HaFrasha. So I didn't transgress any elements of the HaFrasha. And what does it mean, v'lo shachachti? So the Mishnah says, v'lo shachachti mi levarechacha. V'lo haskir shimchama. Again, the Gemara's Dorish the Pasuk. V'lo shachachti is a reference to bracha. So Netziv points out the following chiddush, that even though in Yanei Brachos, certainly a takana d'rabanan, a chiv instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, you already see a whole series of brachos, like Birchas Erisin and Birchas Nisuin and Kiddush and Birchas HaZevach and a bracha on Maaser Sheni already prior to any takana v'anshei Knesset HaGdolah. What do all of these things have in common? So that's what the Netziv writes. This is a bracha on Inyanei Kedusha. So Sefes Kedusha is Mechayiv HaBracha. It's a Kiddush that the Netziv points out. That was even prior to any takana v'anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Already in order to mark a Tosefes Kedusha, whether it's the mitzvah of Kedushin, whether it's Kodshim, whether it's Maaser Sheni. Certainly, Kiddush Hayom is the model Daraisa. Kedusha, it requires bracha. With that in mind, the link of our Gemara that tells us that midi dahaviya Kedusha, that you have a right to equate, right, Erisin, with Kiddush Hayom, it's not just simply that this is an example of a bracha ruka. You could have learned the Gemara Kapshuta, but from the Gemara it's Rabbi Baravada, Midahava Peros means a bracha tzara, Midahavi Kedusha means a bracha ruka, but Rashi writes more than that. Kevin Elashim Kedushihi, Ke Kiddush Hayom. So what does that mean? That we treat Birchas Erisin as that type of bracha, right, modeled after the mitzvah of Kiddush. In what sense? So that's what the Netziv points out, right, that there certainly is ample precedent to a bracha on Inyanei Kedusha, whether it's Kedushas Yisrael, or whether it's a Kedushas HaGuf of Kodshim, Chetza, whether it's Kedushas HaZman, which in fact is Mechayu Bracha. Okay. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, and it tells us that Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim, the base Chasanim. Very unclear term that the Gemara uses, base Chasanim. One could interpret base Chasanim as referring to two very different issues. One possibility is simply the zman. When do you recite Birchas Chasanim? When do you recite Birchas Chasanim? The other possibility is the Gemara is not talking about when, but rather simply Right? Where is the Berachas Chasanim recited? Rashi writes, "V'dura Maschal b'Beis Chasanim." Rashi says, "Kishenichnas v'chupas nisim." At the time of Knisa v'chupa, that's when you recite Berachas Chasanim. So if you take a look at Shita Mekubetzes, the Ramas Chabez Chasanim, Shita quotes this Rashi, that Rashi assumes that the theme of this Braisa is not where, but when do you recite Berachas Chasanim? The answer is, Berachas Chasanim is recited Mishenichnas of the Chuppah. As opposed to, for example, in Yehuda, where since Yichud would take place earlier, they would recite Berachas Chasanim even prior to Chuppah. So the issue of this braisa is whether Berachas Chasanim is recited b'shas chuppah or b'shas kedushin. And the Shita adds, v'lo ich paslan, beiz b'ayishihiyah. The place is irrelevant. Zihira v'kivegir, Gilein HaShas, tells you to take a look, right, at the sugi and sukkah and daf chafei, and the Tosas dura maschal ein simcha. The Gemara Sukkah Daf Chafei quotes the name of Rav that Chosan Vashushvinin V'chol B'nei HaChupa Pturim in HaSukkah Kol Sheva. The Chosan and the people that accompany the Chosan and V'chol B'nei HaChupa, they are exempt right from Yeshiva Sukkah. Why is that true? The Gemara says Mishum Debo Lemechti, because after all they must engage in the mitzvah of Simchas Chosan V'Kala. So the Gemara says, so why does that preclude the possibility of sukkah? B'lechlu b'sukkah, b'lechlu b'sukkah. So do everything in the sukkah. Eat in the sukkah, rejoice in the sukkah. Why is it a p'tur from the mitzvah? Yeshiva sukkah. So that's what the Gemara answers, ein simcha ela b'chuppah. That obviously is referring to place. Why are they p'tur in a sukkah? Because ein simcha ela b'chuppah. What exactly is the issue? Before we get into the exact definition of chuppah, what is the issue of that Gemara? Rashi and Tosfos both write in Sukkah of Chavav that this is the sugi we discussed earlier of Osek the mitzvah, Potem and a mitzvah. So those who are Osek in the mitzvah, Simchas Chasan V'Kala, are exempt from Sukkah. And since involvement in Simchas Chasan V'Kala must be done outside of Sukkah, so therefore, Osek the mitzvah is, in fact, Potem and a mitzvah. In fact, if you look in the Bir Hagra, in a Chosuk and Tafresh Mem, the Mechaber quotes this halacha. So the Bir Hagra writes that it would appear that some element of Simchas Chasan V'Kala we discussed earlier is a Din D'Oraisa, because the Gemara is willing to assume that Osek B'Mitzvah Patur B'Mitzvah would apply under these conditions. We had discussed at great length several times that Sugi and Brachos and Afmem Zayin about the possibility of a mitzvah Rabbanan ever being doth a mitzvah d'araisa. Rabbi Eliezer Shich Rav Lashlim al Asara. So if you look in that very Tosus and Brachos and Afmem Zayin obeys the Ramascha mitzvah, where the Gemara writes the mitzvah d'Rabim is doth, and Tosus tries to demonstrate that sometimes a mitzvah Rabbanan can be doth in d'araisa, Rashi also cites these cases as an example that the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kala can be docha. The sugi read earlier on Daf Aleph, docha velos, that a mitzvah d'rabbanan can be docha. Didn't that write? Pashrim Shat, that's how Tosus understood that sugi and suk as well. Daf Chafei, that the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kala, even if it's only a din d'rabbanan, can be docha. If you look in the Kovach Yurim of Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis, Simon Lamedes, there Rabbi Chanan discusses whether we assume Osek B'Mitzvah, if one is Osek B'Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, do we apply the principle of Potem and a Mitzvah that can exempt you from at the Mitzvah D'Araisa? Rabbi Chanan suggests the following Kiddush, that the Gemara's Drasha was based on Shivtacha B'Veisecha. The Gemara says that Sheves Didach, when you're doing something casually, Sheves Didach, then you have to do a Mitzvah. However, if you're also mitzvah, patur in a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan suggests the chiddush that even if one is also in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's not called sheves didach, and the possibility that a mitzvah d'rabbanan would still apply the principle also in a mitzvah, patur in a mitzvah. There's a chiddush that the Shachasari discusses, for example, in Siman Lamed Zayin. If a person is also in a mitzvah because of sveika d'araisa v'chumra, He's suffering. So a person is osik b'mitzvah b'torah suffering. Whether you can assume that osik b'mitzvah is pachim in a mitzvah. Whether that would be called sheves didach or whether in fact it would not be. If you look, for example, at the Sagas HaRaivan on the Balamor and that sugi in Sukkah and Dafir Aleph, there the Raivan writes a completely different Kiddush. That the Ptur of Kol B'nei HaChop, of Ptur Min HaSukkah, is not because of Osek HaMitzvah. Yeah, the Hasagas HaRaivan writes it's a Ptur because Mitzdar is Patim Min HaSukkah. That's a form of Mitzdar, also a great Kiddush. Mitzdar doesn't only mean that a person, right, is freezing cold, and therefore he can't take the temperature. That's Mitzdar, that's one level of Mitzdar. But if a person will be unable to participate in Simchas Chasim V'Kala, he's part of the B'nei HaChopah. And he can't participate because he has to run to a mitzvah. That also is called mitzvah, which is pachim ha'sukkah. That's a great chiddush that the rabbi writes. If you assume it's osek b'mitzvah, this is a general ptur b'chala Torah kula, not only from the mitzvah of sukkah. We discussed the chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, the kum v'seh when it comes to sukkah. So it's a greater chiddush when it comes to sukkah. According to the rabbi, that no, this is a unique ptur when it comes to sukkah because of mitzvah. So here the Gemara says, for one of those two reasons, those take mitzvah and mitzvah, the bnei ha-chabura, the bnei ha-chuppah, are pturim in ha-sukkah. Why is that true? Because ein simcha ella b'chuppah. There the Gemara is not talking about time. The Gemara is talking about place. That the simcha's chosin v'kala must take place. B'makam ha-chuppah. So what does that mean, makam ha-chuppah? Well, the place where the wedding hall, where the canopy is. Tosus writes, sometimes that can mamash be berachov. So Tosus writes the following, that makom ikar yeshivas chosin v'kala, kari lechuppah. The ikar yeshivas chosin v'kala, that is considered to be al-kadin, what we call the chuppah for these purposes. That's what the Goyin HaShas tells you in Huad Enami, for birchas chasanim. Birchas chasanim is only recited, b'makom ikar yeshivas chosin v'kala. This is their residence. This is where they currently reside. That is considered to be the makam ha-chuppah. And that's the chiddush of our braisa. Mevarchin birchas chasanim bebeis chasanim. Not the time, but rather the place. So Tosus writes the following chiddush, the Tosus in Sukkah of Chafeim and Beis, that im yatsa ha-chasam e-chupasa, v'hol chilecha v'bayis acher, let's assume for whatever reason a chasana kala get up, and they're having a meal elsewhere, not in makam ha-chuppah. So Tosus states explicitly that ein mevarachim she'asim chavamono v'lo berachas chasanim. You don't recite Sheva Brachos. Sheva Brachos is limited literally to beis chasanim. Very different from what the Shita said in Rashi. And Rashi says mishenichnas v'chupas nisuin. Not just a question of when, not a question of where. So this is the chiddush that the Meiri discusses in Ars Sugya at length. The Miri writes the following, however, that no, perhaps again in Achinami as Tosus assumes, that the theme of our Braisa is B'makom Chuppah, not B'zman HaChuppah, B'makom HaChuppah. But perhaps one does not have to be, right, so limiting that Makom Chuppah is only Ikar Yeshivas Chosin V'Kala. Here the Miri writes that Yesh Omrim Shekol makom shachacham shachasan nesachin b'osuda v'varchin berchas chasanim. As long as the chasan establishes this suda as a suda l'shem chasana, that is considered to be beis chasanim. It doesn't have to be limited to these dalaramas. As long as it's a suda chasan v'kala, which the chasan establishes, that's sufficient. So what's the Gemara, right, in Sukkah Daf Chafei, where the Gemara somehow assumes that there's a stira between Makom HaChuppah as opposed to the Sukkah? Can't you have the Sukkah and the Sukkah as well? Why is it a question of either or? So the Miri writes, V'lo patru min ha-Sukkah, el ripnei shutzarech lismoach ulishashea b'chevras rein uvakame minei simcha. And here, ustam Sukkah ein boshir lakach. Because after all, just pragmatically, that normally the Sudas Chosin V'Kala is elaborate with many different aspects of Simchas Chosin V'Kala, and normally that cannot be accommodated by the sukkah. The ein bo shilka. That's why the Gemara assumed pragmatically that there was, right, a tension between the simchas chasen v'kam the sukkah. Not that lehalacha, it has to be specifically in the base chasan, and the sukkah is not considered to be in the base chasan. So Miri writes that alma kosha chasan misakim no suda. That's sufficient to be called the base chasan for purpose of shav brachos. Then Miri writes a further chiddush. Mikom makam from shutim. If the chasan and kal are eating the suda sacherim, why? For another purpose. The chasan and kal are invited to someone else's affair. That certainly is not called a sudas chasan v'kala timachayiv sheva brachos. However, the Mimir writes, im acherim mizamnim oso va'osin lo suda b'vesin lichodo. But let's assume, for example, others are making in their home a sudas chasan v'kala. So that is considered to be makam achupa. That's considered to be sufficient. Makam achupa does not mean, as Tosfos writes, the ikar yeshivas chasen v'kala, but it rather means that the sudas l'shem chasen v'kala. So if they happen to be going to another affair, then certainly not. However, if it's a suda which is l'shem chasen v'kala, that is considered to be sufficient. That's what the Taz writes explicitly in Eben Ezer. In Siman Samach Meisiv Kotnazan, the Taz writes that as long as it's a suda which is in fact done l'shem kach, that is considered to be the base chasan. So again, the Chiddush of Shita Mukubet says that our Gemara is only addressing the time element. Rabbi Kabeger tells you, take a look at Tosfos, that our Gemara is referring to place. But even if you assume it's referring to the Makam HaChupa, whereas Tosfos assumes in a very literal sense, Ikar Yeshiva Schosin V'Kala, right, the Miri writes that the Koveya is, right, that particular Suda. Whether the Suda is a Suda Shem Chosin V'Kala, or whether it's a Suda which is for Acherim, that will be Koveya, whether Shema Brachos is in fact recited. The Gemara mentions here at the very bottom of the Amud something we touched on in the previous sugya, the need for Panim Chadashos. It's true that Mevarachim Berchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva, the last line of Zainu Abay is that Amra Yehuda, Vohu Shiva'u Panim Chadashos, the need for Panim Chadashos. Why exactly are Panim Chadashos necessary? What constitutes Panim Chadashos? So if you take a look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Beis, Halachates, Halachiyud, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Sheva Brachos requires Panim Chadashos. The Rambam writes, Avalim hayo ha'ochlin acherim, shelo shamu birchas nisuin bishas nisuin. That's how the Rambam defines Parim Chadashos. Shelo shamu birchas nisuin. Those who as of yet have not heard birchas nisuin. The Rambam does not write, as the Rush writes in our sugya, those who have not participated in a sudas chasen v'kala. The Rambam writes, shelo shamu birchas nisuin. If you did not as of yet hear birchas nisuin, you are Parim Chadashos. And every time that the Birchas Chasana will be recited requires, right, the presence of at least an individual, Shelo Shamu Birchas Nisuin. And if that's true, that there is someone as of yet who did not participate, so the Rambam writes, Mevarchim Bishvilam Acha Birchas Amazon Sheva Brachos. That's also a Chiddush Rambam writes, Mevarchim Bishvilam Chiddush Amandus. In principle, according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of Sheva Brachos rests on the Panim Chadashos. Everyone else who was present is al pidin what we call Mivarchim Bishvilam. That's Lashon HaRambam. We will make the bracha for him, for them, for the Panim Chadashos. In principle, it seems, according to the Rambam Shita, that the Panim Chadashos are the ones who are chayiv to recite this bracha. That's again a concept of a yasam otzi. Others came otzi. Again, as we discussed around Birchas Erisin, it doesn't necessarily mean that in this limited window of time we all have a shared chiyuv, and therefore I can be motzi you. The Sadr Kedushin came otzi the chasan. So too those who are ready mevarach the chasan v'kala can be motzi one who as of yet did not do so. Mevarach can be shvila. Even a further chiddush in the Rambam, when the Rambam writes shelo shamu birchas nisuin b'shas nisuin, Boshav Shat, that means that if everyone heard the birchas nisuin b'shas nisuin, that means under the chuppah, then Shor Brachos is no longer recited, even at the Sudas Nisuin. The Rambam writes that Birchas Kasanim requires Panim Chadashos, and those are individuals who did not hear the Shor Brachos under the Chuppah. If you heard the Shor Brachos under the Chuppah, that's it. No longer they to recite it. These halachos of the Rambam, Shalosh Shamu, and even Sudas Nisuin requires Shor Brachos, and the purpose then of the Shor Brachos is Mevarchem Yishvilam, seems to be speaking a very different language than our Tosfos. Our Tosfos doesn't discuss these cases. Our Tosfos doesn't mention Sudas Nisuin, and our Tosfos doesn't mention like Mevarchem Yishvilam. But what Tosfos does mention in Lamda seems to be a world apart from the Rambam. Tosfos de Ramaschal, who shabal paim chadashos, Omari, panim chadashos im kore ela bebnei adam shemara bishvilam hasim peyose. Panim chadashos have to be prominent individuals whose presence creates a tosefes simcha. Can't be anyone. Someone who enhances the simcha, enhances the suda. At the first glance, this has nothing to do with the Rambam. And then Tosfos continues, writes a further chiddush. V'Shabbos hachashkinim panim chadashos. Shabbos is called panim chadashos. Again, Ram doesn't mention any such halacha. Ram doesn't mention both of these halachas. Ram makes no mention at all in Chos Brachos and Perek Beis. Shabbos does not require panim chadashos. The Ram does not mention any shape or form that the panim chadashos has to be bnei adam shemara bishvilam. Ram just simply writes, someone shlo shamu brachas nisuin b'shas nisuin. So although the Rambam doesn't discuss Tosfos' cases and Tosfos doesn't discuss the Rambam's issues, in Lamdas they seem to be quite different shitas. The common thread of Tosfos' cases, the Chora, seems to be the following. That only a certain type of Suda or a certain manifestation of Simcha requires Sheva Brachos. If, for example, you have, as we just discussed, right, the Suda, which is the Shem Chosen Vekala, that's the Miri Schirish of Beis Chosen. That's Machai Sheva Brachos. Provided, of course, there's a certain type. It's not just a casual meal. Chosen Vekala happen to be eating. It has to be, right, the Suda Chashuva. And what renders that as a Suda Chashuva? That's Pashav Shehaltosis understood. That's the requirement of Panim Chadashos. Panim Chadashos means the presence of those who have not yet participated. That elevates this to a Sudas Chasen Vakala, Suda Chashuva, and it's Mechayiv Sheva Brachos. If that's true, so Tosfos writes the following Chiddush, that if you happen to have people who did not yet participate, but their presence is incidental, doesn't add anything, that's not called Panim Chadashos. How is that considered to be Marbim Simcha Yoser? Or the flip side of Tosfos, if you could have a Suda Chashuva irrespective of Panim Chadashos, there's no need for Panim Chadashos. For example, Suda Shabbos. If Suda Shabbos is rendered Suda Chashuva, no need for Panim Chadashos. Although Tosfos doesn't mention Bashav Shat, according to Tosfos, the Sudas Nisuin, Bashav Shat does not require Panim Chadashos. That by its very nature is a Suda Chashuva, which is Mechayir Sheva Brachos. That is the Sudas Chosen Vekala. Even in Lamdus, where the Rambam writes Mevarchem Yishvilam, that's certainly not true according to Tosfos. Let's say on Shabbos, when you don't have any new individuals who are present, You still say Shira Brachos. Why? Mevarachim Bishvilam, to emotzi them. Of course not. There's no them to emotzi. What does it mean? That Panim Chadashos renders the Suda as a Suda Chashuva, and as such, Kol HaMesubim are obligated to recite the Berachas Chasanim. That Suda is Mechayis Sheva Brachos. It's not halach in Gavra that everyone has to be Mevarich Lechasin Vekala. So of course, if you don't have Panim Chadashos, that means everyone's already Yotzei. So if everyone made Kiddush, don't make Kiddush again. If everyone was heard Shofar, don't blow Shofar again. If everyone is Mevarich Chasin Vekala, there's no more to do. That's certainly how Tulsus understands. You can have a person there who did not fulfill the Chiyuv of Simchas Chasin Vekala, but yet you don't recite Shavu Brachos. And you can have everyone present because he's not an Adam Chashuv. And you can have everyone present, such as Shabbos, where you're obligated to recite Shavu Brachos, even though everyone already had an opportunity to have Mevarich Chasin Vekala. Where Shavu Brachos, according to Tulsus, emanates from, right? So the Chashuv, according to the Rambam, Pashur Shad, it's a Lachin Gavra. Each individual has a Chiyuv to Mevarich, a Chasin Vekala. And therefore, Bedavka, the Rambam does not mention Shabbos as an exception. It's no exception whatsoever. Even on Shabbos, you have to have Panim Chadashos. And the Rambam does not mention the caliber of that individual. That's a simple person, right? In such an opportunity, when he's together with Chasin Vekala, has a Chiyuv to Mevarich the Chasin Vekala, regardless of whether it's an Am Choshev, Shema Bishvil and Hasim Chayosim. If you look, for example, Stipler in the Hosafos and Ksuvos and Siman Aleph, the very end of the Chibur and Ksuvos, so he raised the following issue: could one envision a katan serving as Panim Chadashos? He suggests that that should be dependent on the Machlokas, yeah, the Rambam and Tulsus. If everything is from the perspective of the Chovas HaGavra, so if a person is not a Bar Chiyuva, there's nothing to discuss. If, however, the need for Panim Chadashos has nothing to do with my personal Chiyuv, it's to render the Suda as a Suda Chashuva because Ma Mishma Simcha Yoser. So the Stiper suggests a Kiddush that in certain conditions that can be said of a Katan as well. Just like a Gadol. It can be someone whose presence is insignificant, or whose presence is marked, same thing could be true when it comes to a katan. The presence of certain katanim can enhance this as being a suda chashuva to the point that we'll be obligated, right, to recite Shavu Brachos. In Lamdus, one could argue as follows: when are Panim Chadashos necessary? Are Panim Chadashos necessary b'shas hasuda? What happens if you have Panim Chadashos b'shas hasuda, for whatever reason that your Panim Chadashos leave before benching? What would happen in such instances? According to the Rambam, there's no Shavu Brachos. The whole purpose is Mevarchim b'shvilam. Maybe the Rambam would also require that they have to be present b'shas hasuda. They're not just walking off the street. The takana is, right? We assume halacha, the Shavu Brachos is not aside from the Chiyuv Suda. So Tosfos discusses in Pesachim of Kufei Zohar Beis, a sugi we just mentioned, Os Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Is it so clear that it's necessary to have two kosos in Shavu Brachos? Machlokas Rishon Rabbeinu Meshulam Tosfos quotes, but no, one for benching, one for Shavu Brachos. But the whole takana of the Shavu Brachos Kol Shiva is in the context of Suda. Let's say a person yaknas. Does need two kosos? One for Kiddush, one for Havdalah. So the Gemara is explicit. Not sugi of kufes lebeisam sachim. Two unrelated mitzvos. That's enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You have to make Kiddush and Havdalah two kosos? Of course not. Linked mitzvos, you don't have two kosos. There, the Kiddush and Havdalah serve the focus of marking the Kedushas Hayom. That's what Yaknahaz accomplishes. No, it's not one kos. So Tosfos writes, Mikra Hadin, same thing when it comes to Sheva Brachos and Suda. But according to the Rambam, it's crucial that the Panim Chadashos would have to be present at the time of the Berachas Chasanim. Mevarachim Bishvilam. According to Tosfos, perhaps not at all. According to Tosfos, the purpose of the Panim Chadashos is to render this Achi of Suda, which is Mechayim, Kol B'nei HaChabura, Kol HaMesumim. So the fact that the Panim Chadashos are no longer present is not necessarily Kuv at all. Everyone is obligated to revart the Chasam HaKala. Even if in principle it's a Suda Chashuv, if there wouldn't be any new Panim Chadashos like our Shabbos, like the Sudas Nisim and Itzim. We pointed out in the previous Sugya, the Har of the Briskarav, that this is also somewhat Lishitos. The assumption of Tosus that Simcha and Bracha should go hand in hand. The need for Panim Chadashos because Birkas Chasanim requires a certain measure of Simcha, and that Simcha can be accomplished by Sudas Nisuin or Sudas Shabbos or Panim Chadashos. The Briskarav points out that that is not the Shitas HaRambam. Because as we saw previously in the Rambam, the chi of Simcha and the chi of Bracha do not at all go hand in hand. You can have a case of a Bachar Shenasa Amana, where the mitzvah of Sheva Brachas is Kol Shiva, and the mitzvah of Simcha is only Shlosha. So void of any chi of Simcha at all, there's a chi of a Birkas Nisuin, of Sheva Brachas. The Scrub points out that seems to be the Shita say in the Rambam. But the Rambam did not understand Panim Chadashos simply as a measure, right, of a level of Simcha, that the Chiyu Bracha is not dependent on the mitzvah of Simcha at all. Therefore, nothing on me, even on times like Yom Tov, for example, or on Shabbos, where there are elements of Simcha and Oneg, has little to do with Panim Chadashos. And even if the person is not one who necessarily enhances that quality of Simcha, nonetheless, there still is a chiyuv to recite the Berachas Chasanim. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue tomorrow after the Simcha Yom Chanukah as well. We haven't been touched on Chanukah as of yet. And we'll just have just a few more brief hours. Talk a little about Berachas Mukhlechavertha, Dabches, and then already be up to.